Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Dream Chasers Radio with your host, Yaya. And right here, we're on the Yaya Diamond Show, and I am telling you, I'm excited about this next presenter that we have here today. The authors and the writers are very essential to everything that's going on in the world. We need fantasy. We need science fiction. We need fiction. We need truth. We need, and definitely in this day and age where everything's computerized, a good book and a window is like my favorite thing. So definitely excited about today and the author that we have here today, Mr. J. Stephen Young. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Yaya. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm glad to be able to spend some time talking with you and your listeners today.
Awesome. So tell me, you know you're a writer, so how did that all start? Because, not everybody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I think I'll be a writer.
Well, I've always been a bit of a dreamer, spending an excessive amount of time replaying the events in my life in my head the way I would like them to come out. So at some point in time, I decided to get those voices and dreams out of my head and commit them to stories, and had been tossing some things around for quite a few years, just little notes and journals and so forth. And then finally, in mid-2013, I started putting together my first epic fantasy series, and it's kind of just kept going since then. I'm getting ready to complete my sixth full-length fantasy novel and have compiled 12 different children's activity books to date, all available on Amazon and through Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, and my website, jstephenyoung.com.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, six books. How many years how long? Because I'm not going to say years, because some people are just, like, writers naturally. Me, I'm more of a thinker.
Well, it starts thinking.
It does.
It's not about, if your question was leading to, how much time and how does that come about, and in the span of, almost 3 years now, they have six novels out in all those children's books. Well, the children's books are rather easy to put together because, you just kind of have to put yourself in that place, and having been around small children a lot through the years loving to deal with children and helping them learn, it's very easy to put those together. The novels, having the stories, jumping around in my brain and getting them out, it takes work, but it's a matter of just getting the stories out. And once you start writing, just write and write and write. It doesn't have to be in the right order. It doesn't have to be a full storyline at first. You just get it all out, and then you worry about piecing it together later. And that's what editors are for. Writers get the stories out there. Editors fix it and move things around and make it so that it's in the proper format that readers enjoy.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So you said a very key word. Don't worry about putting it in order now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's one wall that most people run into when they begin to write.
Yeah, they have to start at the beginning. I did that with my first novel. I thought I had to start at the very beginning and just run through it piece by piece. And if I don't have enough fingers to count how many times I had rewritten because it just didn't work the way I was trying to do it. It took a lot of learning, a lot of research, a lot of work with different groups on Facebook and through, because I'm also a member of the Chicago Writers Association and Independent Book Publishers Associations. So reaching out to those contacts in networking, you start to learn that, you know, there's more than one way to do this. So it's, and, you know, there's that wonderful thing that people like to call writer's block. It's just about, I don't like to consider it writer's block. It's just kind of, okay, I've reached a point where I can't move forward where I'm at. Let me jump to a different scene. And now you have bits and pieces of, you know, how things are going to lay out. And if you do a full outline, you can jump to a different place in the outline and start there. And it, sometimes that makes it easier to go back to the beginning and help push the story along where you know it's going to end up. That's kind of how I do things. I kind of jump around. I don't do a full outline. I do a partial outline, and then I kind of outline as I go, as I start writing, because I let my characters take over. I'm one of those writers that I focus on my characters. I let them tell the story. I let their interactions lead where everything goes.
You just helped a sister out. You don't even know. I have been like, forget it. I'm not doing it. I'm not a writer. but mm-hmm. You just helped. And I mean, just by saying what you're saying, you've liberated so many people from the perception that they have to do it in order. And you don't understand what you've just done. I mean, you know, just talking helped a bunch of people out.
Good,
and
good.
You're right. Editors have a job, and they're to put the writers' stuff together. You know,
exactly.
So,
and you know, you don't let yourself get hung up on spelling and punctuation and format and all that. That's for after. That's for later. That's when you polish stuff up. First, you have to take the clay and mold it into a shape, and then you worry about putting out the details. And you know, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford an editor, which I'm not really at that point yet to pay the, because editors are expensive, but you can find editing services online and you can work with different groups and people, you know, help each other out. I've taken editing classes, but I find it easier to edit other people's stuff than to do my own because, you know, I kind of want to go, oh, I really want to leave that in. But the editor part from the classes and from the knowledge says, take that out. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, then I go back and forth and back and forth. So I've gotten to a point now where I send my stuff off to a few friends who will do things, and then I do have some contacts for some freelance editors that I engage. Now that I'm starting to get a little bit more notoriety and starting to sell a few more books.
That's awesome. You know, it's important to have that support system, you know, there for you as a writer. And most people don't realize that, you know, just because you're writing something doesn't mean that there aren't other people there to help you out while you're doing it. I think most people think that writing is a lonely kind of thing, you know, a lonely career, when it really isn't.
Exactly, exactly.
How did you find the people? I mean, are most people trustworthy? Because then you come into that sense where people may steal your work, you know?
So, you know, in the beginning, you know, I reached out to, it was actually a few Facebook groups for authors, primarily because I primarily write as far as novel fantasy. So working with those groups and talking to people, I was a little guarded at first, but then, you know, I realized that there are really only so many different archetypes when it comes to telling stories. You know, there's the hero's journey and coming of age and, you know, the how the villain became. And, you know, there's only so many different types of ways to do things. So if I spill the beans on a storyline a little bit and somebody goes along with it, go for it. Tell your story your way. You're not going to steal my voice as a writer. But for the most part, I've not run across anybody that I would worry about doing that. That's not to say that there aren't trolls that hang out in these groups, because it's the internet, you know, there's trolls everywhere, but there's no getting away from them.
Yeah.
But you know, you learn, you start to, plus, you know, you kind of have to stay involved with those groups. You have to read things, you have to contribute. And now it's been a while since I've been able to contribute like I used to, but I you know, I kind of go in spurts, just only because I have a lot going on right now. But you get a sense of who you can divulge things to and who you can't. And then you get friendships out of that, because there's a lot of people that I've met in those groups who have actually become full Facebook friends, and we toss things back and forth, and we help each other out and critique things for one another, and you know, build those relationships.
And you said you couldn't participate in these groups like you wanted to because you have a lot of things going on, and that's the part I want to know. I want to know what's going on.
Well, I do have a full-time job, so I do work a regular 9-to-5, so to speak, which, you know, is more like the 7 or 6 to – it's a very busy job. I work at a startup company, but, you know, when I come home, I kind of take that hat off, and I do my author hat. And, you know, some days are set aside for writing. I try to give myself X number of hours, so many days a week, to actually concentrate on writing. A lot of times, you know, I'll be sitting eating my lunch and I'll jot a few notes down, or I'll think I'll voice command to Siri or something and say, take some dictation, because I got to keep my hands on the wheel. So, you know, Siri being able to answer the phone is useful for that. But then there's also marketing, because there's so much to being an author than just writing books and having somebody edit it and get it out there. You know, I've learned, because I did my first book covers, and, you know, I stay detached from that. I've had the best book covers having somebody else do it. So there's that. There's the editing. There's the marketing, because a book's not going to sell itself. So you have to be able to get it out there and get some notice. And learning all of that is just incredibly time consuming, because there's so many places to post things, and learning how and when to do free promotions and how to get book reviews, because book reviews are difficult, because you get maybe 1 out of 1,000 people who buy a book who actually do a review. So, you know, you got to find places that'll do that, which means buying a bunch of books myself, like I did I've been doing. And yesterday I sent out 7 copies. Today I have 2 more to send out to people that will actually read the book and post a review.
Awesome. That's good. Now, okay, so you have, I'm like, you know, nosy, but you have a movie screenplay coming out on June 8th.
Yes, the screenplay will be finished June 8th. Actually, next week, I will be getting the first outline ready, and going through the notes with the producer and screenwriter team, that we will then go from those notes on April 1st to send it back for the first rounds of edits. And then I will get a first draft we're working on the 12th of May, and then that goes back for final workup, and we'll have that in on the 8th of June, and it'll be ready for options. Get it financed and get some casting started.
You are talking to like the one who loves action and fantasy and Marvel comics, and I am the geek. Okay. I can't believe. I said, look, either it's love or it's action. It's got to be one or the other. Everything else is in between, and I don't watch in between stuff. I don't want to cry. I want to scream. I want to holler, and I want to go, oh. But this is like fantasy. You have that hashtag. What's your hashtag?
So it's hashtag magic, all one word, with the actual hashtag word spelt out, because if you do just the hashtag and then the word magic, that works too, but the full words, hashtag magic, because that is the name of the series. There's 5 books outlined for the series. The first one is Blue Screen of Death, because these are all sort of technical and magical in nature. The storyline revolves around a young boy who basically discovers he comes from a magic line and he gets his magic back when he turns 16, but he thinks that it's just too complicated to learn, plus he's too emotional with things that are going on in his life to control it properly, so he writes an app that can take all these runes and these rules and put them together, and all he has to do is write a hashtag, and there's his spell. That's how he does his magic. And you can imagine if all you got to do is write a hashtag and this computer program interprets what you want and makes it happen, some havoc can ensue. And then he also discovers he's not the only one. He's got his friends. They have magic. They can use his app after he makes some little gadgets for them, makes personalized eye watches, or watches, as they call them in the book. And there's creatures that are drawn to the magic, so there's a dark side of what's going on and who wants his magic, and he's got a father that disappeared that he's trying to search for and figure out what happened. But go ahead.
I just want to borrow it one time and put hashtag, I want $1 million.
That's what happens, cool. Right?
Yeah, right. That is so cool. That's so cool. I love that.
Well, later in the series, and who knows what might happen. I do have some people looking into writing a game, with the first book, Blue Screen of Death, that's kind of what happens. The computers start blue screening, and these creatures are able to come out of computers. The second book is Control Alt Delete, because it focuses around the young protagonist Colby having to sort of reboot his way of thinking and his powers, hence the Control Alt Delete. And the third book coming out on June 8th is Web of Trolls, as I was speaking of trolls earlier. the creatures that are kind of the focus of the henchmen of the true antagonist of the storyline. They are creatures of energy, and they come from a virtual realm or a virtual prison. So a lot of the third book takes place in this virtual realm, and the kids are being trolled throughout by these creatures to try and keep them off of their path.
Wow.
So I'm pulling in the technology, a little bit of the geek talk for a lot of my friends, because I work in IT, so a lot of my IT friends love the geek talk. But it's still leaving it true to, I like a lot of magic in my books. When I read, I write what I like to read. So I like a lot of magic. I like a lot of dialogue. I like to see the interaction and see what people are going to do with the magic powers they have and how they overcome their weaknesses and surpass the drudgery of what was their common life when the story started and where they're going to go. And being in control of what happens, it's kind of the fun part as well, is I get to write the story. I get to decide what happens. Right. But then I have, once in a while, my characters decide to change my mind. They kind of take a life of their own and they go their own way. So I have to follow where they're going.
Right. Most people would say that, you're really weird. And that's kind of a compliment.
More people than you think, actually.
Huh?
More people than you think, actually.
But that's okay, because you can't be normal. Who is a normal person to write these movies that I love so much? So, just keep being weird.
Exactly. Normal is overrated.
Definitely. Where can people find you?
they can find me on jstephenyoung.com. I'm also on facebook.com, author.jstephenyoung is my author webpage, where I do respond to messages and inquiries, and I do have some hashtag magic swag and the availability of books and links to my latest projects and what I'm doing and my news and all of my little thoughts of wisdom in my tweets. I'm at jstephenyoung on the Twitter, which I've been doing a lot of. I spend a lot of Sundays prepping all of my tweets for the week, because time all day? Because if you follow me and you start seeing my tweets, it's like he's on Twitter all day long. Take him home. And my husband says to me, he says, "Don't you work during the day?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm kind of busy all day in meetings as well, while you were tweeting an awful lot. Those are tweets I wrote on Sunday. They're all scheduled. They're pre-planned.
Yeah, right. Wow. You know, you're very organized. And most, you know what? I'm going to say this. Some people say, oh, you know, I have a full-time job. I don't have the time. You know, that's not an excuse because guess what? So do I. I have a full-time job. I do my thing on top of that. So, you know, there are really no excuses. If you really want to do something in life, you just go for it. And you don't give an excuse of why you haven't done it. You give an excuse of why you haven't done it fully.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's all a matter of finding what makes you happy, because, you know, we all have to work. There's, you know, 99% of us, we all have to go out there and earn a living and still be able to chase our dreams. And the minute you stop dreaming and you stop chasing those dreams, you might as well just give up on ever trying to think of yourself as ever being happy. So it's, you know, every day is a dream to chase after, no matter what it is. You know, it may just be going and getting some flowers or growing a garden or writing in my case, or painting or drawing or getting back to the things that, you know, you always dreamt of doing. Even if you don't do it in a professional setting, do it for yourself. I mean, because originally when I started writing, I didn't really think, oh, I'm going to publish this. I just wanted to write it. And then I just happened across a link for Kindle, which, you know, I had read some Kindle books, and I was like, oh, this looks like it would be easy to kind of get it out. And it is easy to set things up and set up an account and put your stuff out there on Kindle. The hard part is getting people to buy it. And you know, it's, you know, like I said, it's very easy to get a book out there, but, you know, quality, you know, that's where it comes in, having the resources and having a network of people to help you with editing and so forth. But, at the end of the day, I've come home, I've done some of my writing stuff. I feel satisfied with the fact that I'm not just letting go of something that makes me happy and something that I know has brought joy to the fans that I do have that reply or send me little notes here or there. And I know somebody's getting enjoyment out of it, because that was, you know, somebody once asked me in an interview a little over a year ago, you know, when did I really consider myself a writer? I'm like, well, actually the question was, when did I consider myself an author? I said, well, you know, I'm not a writer, I'm an author. You know, anybody can call themselves a writer. I'm writing stuff down, if you want to take it in its literal sense. And, you know, to be somebody who is an author, who's published and people are buying my books, that's when I say, okay, I sold my first book to somebody I don't know. It wasn't a family member or a friend or a colleague that bought the book. No, somebody I completely didn't know bought it and reviewed it and said they liked it. I'm an author. That's when I personally felt it. So,
you know, it's important that we go ahead and go after our dreams. You know, what would be the one thing you would tell someone if they wanted to become an author like you?
I would say, don't get too caught up on everything that you're going to Google about writing and the rules and the structure and what does it take and what do I have to do and how much does it cost and all that, because it can get overwhelming. And quite frankly, for as many people are out there, there's that many opinions on how it's done, and they will conflict. You can do very simple things like look for quotes from some of your favorite authors who say that, you know, forget the rules. There are no rules to writing. True and not true. I mean, there's structure, and it depends on if you want to say there's no rules to selling commercial fiction. There are rules that you have to kind of follow to keep an audience. I don't necessarily obey them myself because, quite frankly, I want to write the way I want to write. And that's good for me. And I would tell somebody, write the way you want to write. Write the way you like to read things. If you enjoy it, there's other people out there that enjoy the same thing in the same way, and just write for you first and worry about everybody else later. And then you can start focusing on some of the rules and the structure and how do I get this out there and how do I publish it. And you know, don't get too wrapped up and too deep into it before you just sit down and get that story, you know, get it out of your brain and put it together. Then worry about everything else.
Well, that is very important. Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, if you got, if you want to join J. Stephen Young, you can jstephenyoung.com. Sorry, jstephenyoung.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll join the hashtag. It's hashtag, and then write out the word hashtag magic. And I hope this is a multi-million-dollar movie because I want to go see it.
Oh, that would be so lovely. From your lips to God's ears, my dear.
That's it right there. You know, we all have to be an inspiration and a support system for each other. And definitely, I want to go see it. Because right now I'm being the biggest geek ever.
Well, if and when the time comes, my dear, I will let you know, and we will see it together.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to get dressed up for it.
That would be fun. Well, of course. Got to dress up to go out in the town and see a movie premiere and have dinner.
Oh, my God.
The flash of the cameras and step and repeat, you know, got to get the whole nine yards.
I do my wave.
Start practicing, yeah.
Well, J. Stephen, this has been wonderful talking to you. I've had a wonderful time, and I do so hope that everything goes in your favor. Oh my gosh, this sounds like
thank you, and likewise, it's been wonderful talking with you today too.
Thank you again. If you want to go and visit his website, you go jstephenyoung.com, and also hashtag magic. And also, there's other places you can go, and I want him to go ahead and let you know before we go.
Yeah, so it's facebook.com, author.jstephenyoung, and you can follow me on Twitter at jstephenyoung. I'm also on Instagram recently, author.jstephenyoung, and all those links are available on the website.
Yes, buy the books. You didn't hear it from me.
Yes, buy the books.
Buy the books. Because you're going to be behind if you don't, because the movie's going to be coming out soon, and you're going to be lost. She got to buy books. Oh, it's awesome. Thank you so much again for being on the show. And everybody, thank you for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio. This is the Yaya show edition of Dream Chasers Radio, and I've always have a good time with other people. I'm always inspired, and today I think I'm going to pick that old book up and just start writing. What the heck?
Go for
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Yaya. Good night, everyone.
Good night. And don't forget, everyone, it's good to be a geek. So dare to be different.